It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and you are invited to join us after I clear off the early birds, people who always try to get in on the Harris Challenge before we actually open up the phone lines. They're now gone, and you can play as long as you have not played in the last 30 days. Not just win, but played in the last 30 days. We're trying to get new people through the system whenever we can. And if you are one of them, you can give us a call at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or on your cell phone, Star KTRS. The Harris Challenge brought to you every week by the Well Hungarians, one of the best bands in town. You can see them every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, where there's no cover charge, and every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, where there's no cover charge and amazing food. And in a moment, I'll tell you where they're playing this weekend. You can, in the meantime, download their app or go to wellhungarians.net to stay up on top of everything that that band is doing in town. All right, contestant number one, Sheila, welcome to the Harris Challenge. Hi, welcome to the show. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I had off today. I didn't do a whole lot, and I feel like I'm geared up for trivia now.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see what the questions and categories look like here. They're always led by our topical category. It's called, Have You Been Paying Attention? That's News of the Week. Category 2, the Tony Awards are going to be on Sunday night. We have a category called Tony Yes, Awards No. And Category 3, Names That Start With D-Day. You see today's D-Day? You see a little twist on that?
Yeah.
All right, which one would you like, Sheila?
Have you been paying attention?
All right. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Start you with the one-pointer. Work our way up to the five-pointer. You have a total of 15 points that you can earn here today. If you get more than half of those points, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
All right, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant. And Cottleville. Or from Werenberg Theater.
Werenberg.
We have a couple of movie passes for you. Maybe you want to see Million Dollar Arm or Mom's Night Out. And we have your choice, Crest Bowl or Kingpin Lanes. You get a free bowling party, 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental for up to 6 people per lane, 1 large, 1 topping pizza from Brickhouse Pizza Company. How about that?
And by the way, when we say shoe rental for 6 people, that's actually 12 shoes. Don't go to these places where you go and it's 6 people and they give you like 8 or 9 shoes.
Right, yeah.
The full 12 shoes. That's what you get from these people.
That's right. That's it.
So you'll get your choice of those prizes if you get at least half the points, Sheila. But, of course, if you get all the points, then you win all the prizes for a package valued at well over
$1 million.
Of course, the other side of the Harris Challenge is if you don't get there, I will have to punish you. You understand the rules, don't you?
Oh, I sure do.
Yes. All right. The categories, Have You Been Paying Attention? Let's play the Harris Challenge. Juan Carlos announced this week that he's abdicating his position as king of what country?
Spain
is right. In a sham election, which country overwhelmingly reelected Bashar al-Assad as its leader this week?
Syria.
Correct. Which Disney blockbuster is credited with an increase in the number of people traveling to Norway for vacation?
Frozen.
Correct. How old is Jim Martin, who parachuted into Normandy this week just as he did 70 years ago on D-Day? Is he 88, 93, or 100?
93.
He is 93. What has 65-year-old Diane Double D Barker been banned from doing at public meetings in Phoenix?
Exposing her breasts?
Cartwheels.
Wow.
Apparently, she loves doing cartwheels, and they said it was distracting during the meetings and a safety risk, not just to everyone there, but to a 65-year-old woman.
Buzzkills.
By the way, Double D, as I call her, she says that the cease and desist order she get only prohibits cartwheels. It does not prohibit handstands against the wall or backflips.
Hey, there you
go.
So
she'll still keep going to those meetings. Sheila, very nicely done. You got 10 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Yay!
Yeah. Congratulations. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Here comes our next contestant. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Glad it's Friday and hope my husband is listening.
What's his name?
Curtis.
Well, if Curtis loves you, he would be listening.
Well,
I guess that technically if Curtis loves me, he'd be listening.
Correct.
Yeah.
I love you.
Thank you. Julie, the categories up here on the board are Tony, yes, awards, no. Or names that start with D, day. Or sports and games of the week. That's our new third category.
I'll take the first one.
All right. Tony, yes, awards, no. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did Jack Lemmon co-star with Tony Curtis as two guys in drag?
Oh, pass.
On what sitcom did Tony Danza play a boxer who drives a cab?
Taxi.
Correct. On what series did Tony Sirico play Paulie Walnuts?
Sopranos.
Correct. On what TV series did Tony Shalhoub play a detective with OCD for 7 seasons?
Monk
is right. On what HBO series does Tony Hale play an assistant to Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Yeah.
Back to the one-pointer. In what movie did Jack Lemmon co-star with Tony Curtis as two guys in drag?
I can see him. I can see him dressed up, but I can't think of the name.
AFI once called this the funniest movie ever made.
Yeah.
We need that or the Tony Hale as an assistant to Julia Louis-Dreyfus on what show?
Pass. I'm sorry.
The TV show is Veep, and the movie was Some Like It Hot.
Oh.
The good news for you, Julie, is you got the 2, the 3, and the 4 for 9 points, and you're a winner.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Congratulations. Here comes our third contestant. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm also glad it's Friday, and I don't think my wife is listening, but if she is, I'm going to win those donuts for you, sweetheart.
Oh, very nice. Categories left on the board here. Names that start with D, day, sports and games of the week, or D-Day on screen?
The first one, names that begin with D.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Scott, let's play the Harris Challenge. What's the first name of the actress co-starring in Adam Sandler's latest bomb, Blended?
I can see her pass.
What's the first name of the guy who wrote and sang the song American Pie?
Don McLean.
Correct. Who was the last U.S. president whose first name started with D?
Dwight Eisenhower?
Correct. What's the first name of the owner of the NFL team in Washington, D.C.?
Pass.
What was the first name of the first Prime Minister of Israel? Think biblically.
Daniel. David.
You're going to have to pick one.
David.
Did you say David?
David.
The first Prime Minister of Israel was David Ben-Gurion.
Ben-Gurion.
Daniel was the correct answer for the Washington, D.C. NFL team. Daniel Snyder is the owner. And Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore, yes. Okay.
In yet another bad Adam Sandler movie. They just keep making them together, don't they?
Here's
the good news,
Scott. All the way to the bank.
Yeah, you're right. You got the 2, the 3, and the 5, 10 points. That's another winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Stand by, and let's meet our fourth contestant. Hello, Kelly.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Okay, call the professional handyman at 314-223-9255 for your home repairs, and it has no reflection on how I do on this game, how well they do service.
That was a nice cheap plug. Nicely done. We have 2 categories left. We have sports and games of the week or D-Day on screen.
D-Day on screen.
All right, today is the 70th anniversary of the brave men and women from 12 countries led by the United States landing on those beaches, Omaha Beach, Normandy, etc., key part of World War II, and we remember them with this category, D-Day on screen. Kelly, let's play the Harris Challenge.
I'm on the radio.
Which of these did not appear in the movie The Longest Day? John Wayne, Paul Newman, or Sean Connery?
Sean Connery.
Paul Newman. In the movie Saving Private Ryan, who played Private Ryan?
Matt Damon.
Correct. What was the name of the HBO series from Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks that showed Easy Company landing at Normandy?
Band of Brothers?
Correct. Which member of the Star Wars cast also appeared in the 1980 movie The Big Red One?
Harrison Ford.
Mark Hamill.
Oh.
Which of these did not appear in the movie Where Eagles Dare? Lee Marvin, Richard Burton, or Clint Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood.
No, it was Lee Marvin who did not appear. The movie did have Richard Burton and Clint Eastwood in it. So, Kelly, you got the two, you got the three, and unfortunately, that's only 5 points. So I am going to have to punish you.
That's all right. It was fun.
Last week on this show, we had a question about Macaulay Culkin and his band being booed and thrown off a stage in Europe for singing a parody version of Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side. After I finished that category, Ian informed me that the band is called the Pizza Underground, a takeoff on the Velvet Underground that apparently takes Lou Reed songs and writes pizza-related lyrics. And boy, do they suck.
Peter came from Sicily. Peter pies traditionally. Pizza Hut said pretty much. Put some cheese inside that crust. Said, hey, Gina, take a bite of the wild slice.
Take a bite of the wild slice.
Said, hey,
from the comedy.
Take a bite of the wild slice. Famous Ray never once gave it away. Secret sauce, same every day. New York City wanted to change. Buffalo chicken, hey, that sounds strange. Said, hey, Ray, take a bite of the wild slice.
Wow.
Said, hey, Ray.
Okay, all right, you can pause it right there. Just in case we need it again, just pause it right there, okay? I'm sorry you had to hear that, Kelly.
That's okay.
I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Contestant number five, Mark, welcome to the Big 550.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, let's just ask. I'm going to have a daddy-daughter night while Mom goes out tonight for a little while.
Okay, very nice. Category is Sports and Games of the Week. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which player was taunted on Twitter last night by Gatorade after his leg cramped up in the heat after the AC went out in Game 1 of the NBA Finals?
LeBron James.
Correct. For 1 point each, which two teams are playing for the Stanley Cup?
The Rangers and Kings.
Correct. Which organization has decided to abandon Roman numerals for its 50th anniversary event?
The NFL.
Correct. What is the name of the horse that could win racing's Triple Crown tomorrow at the Belmont Stakes?
Chrome.
I need the full name.
I think I bet on the horse last week. You passed.
All right. Five-pointer. Which
Silver Chrome.
Sorry?
Silver Chrome?
No, California Chrome.
California Chrome.
Which world leader was used as a lifeline by a politician who was a contestant on the German version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Which politician?
Yeah, world leader, German version.
I could not tell you. The German chancellor.
Yes, and her name is Angela Merkel. Here's the story. The contestant was Wolfgang Bosbach, who's a politician in Germany, and he was on a celebrity version of the German version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And he was asked why the WM66 brand of washing machine was so legendary in former East Germany. And the options were A, it could generate electricity for heating, B, you could use it to boil food, C, it could also be used as a vacuum cleaner, or D, it received radio signals from West Germany. So Wolfgang didn't know the answer. This was a €500,000 question. He didn't know the answer. He decided to phone a friend. And since he's a politician from Angela Merkel's party, he decided to call Chancellor Angela Merkel. But the call didn't go through. She didn't answer. So they actually called back live on the air. and it still didn't go through. And that's when he said, well, she's probably out saving the world. And so he took a guess, and he got it wrong. By the way, the answer is B. You could use that washing machine to boil food. He ended up leaving the show with 125,000 euros. And says he later got a text from Merkel asking him, I see that you called me twice. What did you want?
Too late.
And then he said, I'm not sure I would have done her a favor if she had answered the phone. I don't know if she would have known the correct answer. So that the story finishes up your category here, Mark. And unfortunately, you only got the one, the two, and the three for a total of 6 points. So we get to finish up, take a walk on the wild slice.
And the pizza gal say,
you see the pizza gal say, choo, 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 choo. There's hysterical.
He's eating
there.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
Choo choo.
All right, that Macaulay Culkin. Oh, we got a kazoo solo instead of a saxophone.
I think that's Macaulay on the tambourine, too.
Oh, he plays lead tambourine?
I think so.
Wow. And the thing, he got Mila Kunis.
He got Mila Kunis? Really?
Yeah, that was his girlfriend for like 4 years.
Yes, a long time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bringing new meaning to the phrase choo choo choo. All right. That's all I got for you, Mark. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you very much. The Harris Challenge every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are playing tonight at the Texas Smokehouse and Saloon in Wentzville, Missouri. And then Sunday afternoon at Lisa's Market Street Grill in Prairie du Rocher from noon to 4. And then this Sunday evening at St. Elizabeth Parish Picnic in Granite City, Illinois from 6 to 10. One of the best and busiest bands in town. By the way, both of those Sunday shows, appropriate for all ages. Bring the family out.
They do a good job with all ages shows.
They sure do. If you want more information, download the Well Hungarians free app for iPhone or Android, or go to their website, wellhungarians.net. The Harris Challenge, weekly, here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide on KTRS.com.